Today's topic is if the Antichrist was alive today. If the Antichrist was actually in the world today, his personality would be somewhat hidden and obscured by the need to gain power and influence at this stage of his ascendancy. Once obtained, his real personality, as presented in the Bible, would then surface. However, systematically working through the verses from Scripture that refer to the coming Antichrist, one can get a pretty good sense of what to expect. So the real question to reflect on at this point in time is there perhaps someone currently on earth who most fits the attributes of the Antichrist? And so we're going to go through the list of scripture verses that talk about what the Antichrist will do and who he is and what his personality is. The first one is John 5:43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. This is Jesus speaking. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. So some questions. Who was already widely known throughout the world with buildings named in his honor before rising to prominence as a political figure? Who's known throughout Israel with train stations and town squares named after him, along with his profile on commemorative coins alongside King Cyrus? Who is seen by many Christian leaders and evangelicals as being chosen by God and the Savior of America? The next verse is Revelation 13:2. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it, the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. So similar to Daniel 7:4 and Peter 5:8, the Antichrist will roar like a lion, letting everyone know who is the best and most powerful of men. Who is the loudest, most self-proclaiming among us, most self-promoting among us as well? Who belittles and berates all of his competitors with more than anyone else while making claim to his ability to manage and control the geopolitical world? Next verse is Daniel 8:25, the first part of that verse. By his cunning he shall make deceit prosper under his hand, and in his own mind he shall become great. Similar to Daniel 11:36, the Antichrist is arrogant and prideful above all others. Who more than anyone else today not only builds himself up, but cuts down all those who disagree with him? Who in the world would you point to as one who most openly believes in his own mind that he is great and will become greater? The next verse is Daniel 7:8. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Similar to Revelation 13:5, not only is the Antichrist powerful, prideful, and arrogant, but he's also boastful, continuing to brag about himself and his accomplishments. Who today best fits that description? Next is Daniel 8:12. And a host will be given over to it together with the regular burnt offerings because of the transgression, and it will throw truth to the ground, and it will act and prosper. The Antichrist will not only be a liar, but will have no use for the truth. Who on the world stage has the most freedom in speaking hyperbole on all matters, exaggerating his own accomplishments and discrediting his rivals? Who makes the greatest claims with the least concern for their veracity? Who only applies the truth when it makes him look good? Next is 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. The Antichrist will intentionally deny Jesus as our Savior. The Antichrist will ultimately deceive even born-again Christians, a reference to Matthew 24:24. still relatively hidden today, there is someone, perhaps, who surrounds himself with Christians, yet has suggested in the past, somewhat glibly, that he does not need forgiveness from God, and therefore does not need a Savior. Who has the greatest reputation, though competition is very stiff, for stretching or ignoring the truth if it does not serve him? Next is Daniel 11:21. In his place shall arise a contemptible person to whom royal majesty has not been given. He shall come in without warning and obtain the kingdom of flatteries. So who among us has the reputation for being one of the most contemptible individuals today? Contemptible is defined by Webster as, quote, deserving of scorn, disdain, mean, vile, despicable. Who is known for immature, vulgar, and vile speech to describe his detractors, their intelligence, and their physical appearance? Who has been caught talking about his power over women and his sexual exploits? Next is Daniel 11:38. He shall honor the God of fortresses instead of these, a God whom his fathers did not know, he shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. Apollo, the sun god, was considered by many in the 5th century to be, quote, the god of fortresses, unquote. Who has artwork on the ceiling of his place of residence dedicated to the god Apollo? Whose furnishings are covered in gold, silver, and precious stones and general opulence? Next is Daniel 7:8. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. The quote-unquote little horn is considered by most theologians as a reference to the Antichrist. Note that it depicts one with, quote, eyes like a man, unquote, and, quote, a mouth speaking great things, unquote. What is interesting is that this is also the term for shofar, which is a horn of a small animal, like a ram, often used in ceremonial events. It is an early version of what we now call a trumpet. In 1 Corinthians 15:52, and again in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the word trumpet has been shortened to the word trump. Next, Daniel 9:27. And he shall make a strong covenant with many for 1 week, and for a half of a week he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering. Many theologians see this prophetic verse, as referencing to the 7 years of tribulation. Each day represents a year of human history yet to come. In the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist will be praised for establishing a peace covenant with Israel and the rest of the world, which will allow him to gain power and prestige. What leader has already had the greatest success in bringing Middle Eastern countries to the table with Israel? Who boasts that he can quickly resolve the current conflicts in the region between Israel, the Palestinians, Syria, Lebanon, and Iran? Who refers to himself as the ultimate deal maker? Next is 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it's no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. Initially, the Antichrist will not appear to be evil. To gain a huge following, he'll be considered an amazing negotiator and a strong, competent leader. Some will see him as a form of Messiah, similar to his benefactor, Satan himself. At the very least, he will be considered by many to be very religious and a strong supporter of God's Old Testament chosen people, Israel, and Christianity in general, a servant of righteousness. Who on the world stage today is considered a strong supporter of both Israel and Christian values and practices? Next is 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Of course, many world leaders would qualify as overly focused on money. And certainly the quote below that I'm going to mention could apply to each of them. Interestingly, only money is presented in Scripture as foundational or the root to the presence of evil. So this is the quote. My whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy. But now I want to be greedy for the United States. I want to grab all that money. I'm going to be greedy for the United States. Unquote. Next verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. The quote, man of lawlessness, unquote, is a reference to Daniel's little horn, or the Antichrist. The rebellion is exemplified by the falling away of biblical Christians, which we have been documenting for the last 15 years as church attendance has dropped and a traditional biblical Christian worldview has been increasingly rejected. As an ambassador for Satan, the quote, angel of light, unquote, is there someone of power and authority today who appears to support Christian morality yet is constantly being exposed for his own indiscretions? Is there someone who many Christians seem to be supporting based on the view that he appears to represent the, quote, lesser of evils, unquote? Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Last verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God? Of course, no one yet is so prideful and arrogant as to proclaim himself God. Further, no one can take a seat at the temple as of yet, since the Jewish temple has yet to be rebuilt where the Dome of the Rock currently stands. However, even at this point in history, is there someone who is implied and or stated numerous times that he is the Savior of America, an honor typically limited to Jesus Christ? Is there someone who in jest referred to himself as, quote, the chosen one, unquote? Is there someone who has promoted himself as God's caretaker of the world? In conclusion, as you skim back or reflect on the verses that we've mentioned in this article, and reflect on someone who Christians applaud as a leader and even a savior of America, is it possible that an individual appearing to fulfill these lofty goals is only supporting his own private agenda? If there was such a man, should Christians rally around him, even at the risk of hurting our own testimony due to his hypocrisy? And finally, if there was such a man that begins to perform, quote, great signs and wonders so as to lead astray even the elect, unquote, should we really be offering our support under the lesser of evils dogma? Though much of this material would seem to be slanted toward a specific individual, sadly, many world political and industrial leaders would fit comfortably within the prophetic verses of Scripture that we've mentioned. Consequently, the Bible makes it clear that as Christians, we need to be watchful toward our surroundings and our worldly support, for the Lord will ultimately come like a thief in the night, and we need to be prepared. I'll leave you with 1 Thessalonians 5:6. So let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. God bless you as you serve Him today.